Thank you. That last track is one of the most favorite tracks of mine in all of jazz. Excuse me. It's the Peacocks with Branford Marsalis and his quartet, well, basically trio there, just with Bob Hurst on bass and Herbie Hancock on piano. And they just smoothly move through the possibilities of that tune in a way that is absolutely lush. That's from an album called Renaissance from 1987. Branford Marsalis, quite early in his career. There was a time when he and Wynton were not getting along too well because Wynton was very upset with Branford for doing things like playing with Sting and with working as part of the Tonight Orchestra or something, which Branford felt was a sellout for someone with his jazz chops, because that's not what jazz was all about. It had to be perfect. Maybe Wynton has mellowed a little since then, but he was extremely arrogant, and Branford and he get along fine now, but it took a while, I think, for that to work itself out. But Branford has just gone on to many other projects and many other great albums. But I have to say, when it comes down to it, that 15 minutes of the Peacocks from the Renaissance album is absolutely one of my favorite tracks of all time. And you're listening to Voyage. And I know it's a little after 12 now. Usually you get this information a little earlier in the day, so I hope you don't mind getting it a little later today to find out exactly what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Victoria. Yes, and indeed, boy, we may only have 450 watts of ERP, but do we make good use of it? And yes, this is Voyage. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays, here at this great little station that's having its 25th fun drive coming up in a couple of weeks. So loosen the purse strings, take out a loan, call in your friends, markers, whatever. It's time. It will be time for you to make a showing here once that gets going. Blah, blah. Well, moving on from my historical segment from 87 up to the present now, a debut album with Aileen Holmesy, a violinist out of the Eastern Canada. She's, I think, both dual citizenship, that's the word I'm going for, the Canadian-American, but the album that she is releasing is sort of clearly associated with the Canadian side of that. Her name is Aileen Holmesy, but her albums are called Aileen's Étoile Magique, her magic star. So those things are they confuse label makers, and because they don't know what to do when you just put in Holmesy, they want the Étoile Magique as well. But from her Étoile Magique debut album, it's really good. I'm going to say she has vibraphonist Michael Davidson, guitarist Tom Gill, Dan Fortin on bass, and Marito Marquez on drums, with Joao Frade on accordion and vocalist Felicity Williams on some tracks. Really cool. This is a great debut album. It mentions in the notes that she took a great deal of time to get the music to the level which she felt comfortable with making it public. Well, you now you know how to do it, Aileen. Do it again. From Aileen's Étoile Magique, the album is called Eclipse. I'm going to play three tracks. The first one is called Rose du Ciel. Then Aliens Are Pieces of Wind. There you go. And Circa Herself. There's three tracks with Aileen Holmesy. Thank you. really nice stuff there on that debut album by violinist Aileen Holmesy with her Étoile Magique, as she calls her group. And that's a very interesting album. It's called Eclipse. And as I mentioned earlier, she makes, the notes make a lot about the fact that she was not comfortable releasing an album until it met her standards and she found the right combination of writing and personnel to feel good about it. Well, I hope she feels good about this one, and I hope that she is able to continue to record because I think she has a voice that's worth hearing again. Aileen Holmesy. Well, it's getting fairly close to the end of our program today, and I will take us out, I think, with another sample that I have. I think I've played both of these tracks before in months gone by from an album by Darcy James Argue's Secret Society. Now, Darcy James Argue is a Canadian who is an educator at a university in the States and periodically puts together his secret society. This pattern, it's sort of like Maria Schneider putting together an orchestra every now and then, a jazz orchestra every now and then when she has a project and doesn't have a band of her own in the meantime and will pull in the people that she needs to make the orchestra work. And Darcy James Argue does the same thing. And believe me, in the jazz world, if you hear word of a new album by Darcy James Argue, you can guarantee that it's going to be good. And I think that people are waiting for that phone call to be able to be part of his secret society, if you will, which is not very secret, actually. This latest album is called Dynamic Maximum Tension. And that is a reference to the person that he is referencing and mentoring in this, which is Buckminster Fuller, scientist and environmentalist and a very progressive social thinker as well. But it's basically his scientific, talked a lot and wrote a lot about dynamic maximum tension, which is one of his words. But they put them all together in a word called dymaxion, which he coined and is actually the title of the first track on this album by Darcy James Argue. Now, the band, as I say, this is a gathered organization. It's not a band that stays together all the time. But it has people like Dave Pietro, Rob Wilkerson, Sam Sadagursky, John Ellis, Carl Marani. Those are all on piccolos, flutes, saxophones, clarinets, whatever, reed players. And Seneca Black on trumpet and flugelhorn, Liesl Whitaker on trumpet, Ingrid Jensen, whose sister was the composer and saxophonist on the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra's album earlier today, Brandon Lee on trumpet and flugelhorn as well, Mike Fahey on trombone with Ryan Caberly, Adam Birnbaum on acoustic and electric piano, Sebastian Noel on guitars, Matt Closey is a name you may know on bass, Jan Wicken on drums, and as I say, Darcy James Argue is the composer, conductor, and what they say, ringleader of his secret society. And that'll take us out with all of one track and most of a second track from that album. The first one, as I mentioned, is called Dymaxion, a word that was coined by Buckminster Fuller. Second one's called All In, and by then I'll be all out. So I say thank you for tuning in today. I gather it's 6 or 7 degrees out, which is sort of silly in one way. So stay comfortable, whatever, in the sloppy weather that is very unusual for the last day of January. But we'll take what it is. I can't remember a winter when I have so rarely worn actually a winter coat. I'm wearing a fall jacket today. You know, come on. It's great. Anyhow, my name's Keith Black, and I appreciate the fact that you checked me out today and the music, and I hope that you tune in again next week to check out more music, and it will be just as good as today. I can't guarantee I'll be any better, but the music will be good. There you go. Take us out now with Darcy James Argue's Secret Society, Dymaxion. I hope that you will be back next week, but take care of yourselves in the meantime. Bye for now.